siding, or a garage door because of rain damage. Gutter Guy Seamless Gutters, a rain drainage expert, can help. With 12 different colors to match your home's exterior, the Gutter Guy manufactures and installs 5, 6, and 7-inch seamless gutters. For repairs or gutters for the entire house, Gutter Guy is ready to serve all your rain drainage needs. Gutter Guy, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is available at 334-3139.
Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Christ Family Church in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Hello, thank you for joining us today. I'm Dr. Gerard Curry, and I'm so pleased that you're with us because today you're going to learn what the Word of God says about how to overcome the enemy of your soul. There are ways that you can get a victory over every area of your life. You are in control over the enemy. He's not in control over you. But you have to learn how to do this. And we've been looking at Revelation 12, 11, where God was telling us how the saints overcame the enemy, and it's by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. You need to be born again, saved in the family of God, in the kingdom of God, and then what you speak out of your mouth and what you believe in your heart is what's going to get you over and what's going to get you the victory each and every single time. We're going to look at a few different translations, so let's join the service right now. They overcame the devil by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. That's how we overcome him, by what Jesus has done for us and by what we say about what he's done.
Amen.
Amen. The New Life Translation says, they had power over him. Power over, how many of you like to have power over the evil one?
Yes, yes.
You know, the Bible says we've been translated from the power of the kingdom of darkness. And now he's telling us they had power. You and I have got power over him. And won because of the blood of the Lamb and by telling what he had done for them. Let me read that one again. I like that one. The New Life. They had power over him and won because of the blood of the Lamb and by telling what he, Jesus, had done for them. Woo! That is too cool. That is just awesome. So when he comes and he gives you all symptoms in your body, you say, no, hold on. Let me tell you what Jesus did. He took some stripes on his back. That's how you got to be. You think, oh, Pastor, come on. Do you talk to the devil? You damn right I do. I talk to him all the time.
Amen.
Sometimes. we were in the car one time, South Africa, and my pastor and myself, and he had his two little children in the back, and they're like about 4 and 7. And we were driving down talking. All of a sudden, we heard the little 7-year-old say, Satan, get out of my head. Of course I talk to the devil. Well, is he near you? Nobody can hear wherever he is. Because in the spirit, that word just gets him. When you speak the word of God, it gets through everywhere. Remember, he says, the word of God is powerful. It's quick, it's alive, and it's powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. When you say, devil, get behind me, he hears.
Amen.
He hears you.
Yes, he does.
Does he not?
Yes,
Jesus spoke to the devil.
Yes, amen.
The devil that was trying to deceive Peter said, get behind me. Do you know that 10 minutes before, Peter was saying, you're the Messiah? And then he says, no, you can't get killed. And that's when Jesus says, get behind me. He first says, heaven, man has not revealed that to you, that I'm the Messiah. Remember that? He says to Peter, because he says, who do you say I am? He says, you're the Messiah, the living God. He says, man has not revealed that to you, but my Father which is in heaven has revealed that to you. And then Jesus tells him, I must be killed and go to the cross. And he says, no way is that going to happen to you. So from being, you are like, wow, he's saying to him the next thing, get behind me, Satan.
Amen.
Yep. Listen, the devil can come when you're having your best moment. Have you ever been in a great thing's happening and all of a sudden, boom, what happened? You stand there saying, what just happened?
Amen.
And it turns like that.
On,
he wants to rain on your parade all the time.
Yes,
he doesn't want you to have a parade.
Amen.
The worldwide English translation says, they have won the fight against the devil by the blood of the Lamb's death and by what they said.
Amen.
Wow. Don't let his death be a waste in your life. Don't speak about the situation. Don't say how bad it is. Don't talk how broke you are, how miserable life is, how your children are just, you know, they're just battling to get. Stop that stuff. Amen. Stop that stuff. The blood of Jesus Christ is more powerful than anything on the planet.
Amen.
You can take 10,000 Hiroshima bombs. You can split 10 million. Think about this. Thank God that he keeps the atoms together. Can you imagine if he didn't, if he let the atoms split? It would be just a case over. Right? Think about what God is, how powerful he is. And the blood is more powerful than anything.
Amen.
That the devil can never throw you away.
Amen.
And he hates the word blood. And the blood does speak. And I'm telling you, the blood says to him, shut up and get out of here. On your behalf, when you stand on it. Because listen, remember when Cain killed Abel, and then and then God said to Cain, he said, where is your brother? He says, what is it to me? Am I his keeper? Am I my brother's keeper? And then God said, no, but his blood is crying out to me. You see, it's on a frequency you can't hear, but it speaks. Those that have been slaughtered for the gospel, they're waiting for God to avenge them. It's coming. Blood speaks, different frequency, but it speaks. And you know, when God says this, if my people which are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, right, and seek my face, what does he say? I will hear from heaven. What's in heaven?
Jesus.
The blood. Where did he take the blood? Remember, he said to Martha, don't touch me, right, or Mary, don't touch me yet, for I have to take blood upstairs first. Remember that? And he took the blood into the mercy room. Come into the throne of grace where you may receive mercy and receive grace to help you in your time of need. The blood's there. So when Jesus says, then when you do it like I've told you to do it, then I will hear from heaven. God says, I'll hear the blood on your behalf. Oh, you better make this personal in your own life. I will hear the blood in your behalf. Then I will heal you. Then I will restore you. Does he not say, I'll heal your land? I'll forgive you and I'll heal your land? Well, what's the only thing that can get your sin clean? The blood. What can wash away your sin? Nothing but the blood. What can make you white as snow? Nothing but the blood. Right? So he says, I'll hear from heaven. I believe the blood speaks in our behalf. Ooh. Oh, I love it. I love it. The blood. He hates the blood. He doesn't like the blood because that's what got him bang. Am I right?
Yes.
But you need to start to believe in what God's done for us. You can't just on a Sunday or Wednesday, well, you know, okay, I'm good for an hour. You got to, it's a lifestyle. We have to do it morning, noon, and night. It's the blood of the Lamb. You know, before my children leave that house every single day of their lives and they go to sleep every single night of their lives, and my wife, before every single one, I plead that blood, I cover them with the blood, and I send warring angels with them.
Amen.
Well, Pastor, you don't have to keep putting the blood on. Well, I just like to. And who was it who wrote a very, very good book? I met her at Billy Brim. Billy Brim, she wrote a book called The Scarlet Thread. And she spoke about it, the blood from Genesis to Revelation. And she showed it in every single book. Talking about the blood from beginning to end. Remember when Paul was let down? I mean, sorry, the two spies let down with the red. She had the red hanging over. Rahab, remember, representing the blood. And so the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. As long as I got the blood and I know what to say according to what he said, I'm victorious. I've got to be victorious. We have to be. And I know sometimes it's nice to get some sympathy. You know, oh, you don't know what I'm going through. You know, I've been there. We've all been there. How are you doing, my brother? Well, in the natural realm, not so good, but in the spiritual realm, yeah, and you're a fat liar and you got no faith. Listen, in church, you want to get a bit of a challenge and you want to walk out here with some kind of tools and equipping that you can stand on your own two feet. And what I'm telling you right now is what God told us. The International Children's Bible. International Children's Bible, right? Listen to this. And our brothers, born agains, defeated him, the devil, by the blood of the Lamb's death and by the truth they preached. Yeah. The truth they preached. You see, when you say I'm sick, you're preaching a lie. I'm broke, you're preaching a lie. Didn't Jesus say, I've made you healed by the stripes on my back? I became poor so you can be rich? He, and you know when the spies came back, the 10 spies, and said, we can't do it, and they spoke the facts. God called it evil, what they were saying. Evil, even though they were speaking what they saw. He said, it's evil. Why did he say that's evil if they were speaking what they saw? Because God said, I've given you the land, go and possess it. And the two, Joshua and Caleb, said, we can go do this because he's already told us we got his word.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. And so we've got that. We've got the blood, we've got the word. And so what are you preaching? And you don't realize you preach. You might be in the office with all your people there and say, whew, I'm getting flu. You just preached the message.
Amen. Amen.
Oops. Am I right, Gerald?
Yes, sir.
Oops. Well, I hope I put the fear of God into you and you stop that, because it'll help your life.
Amen.
When your children are there and you say, well, we just can't afford it, you just preached.
Amen.
When you say, I'm sick, you're preaching. But Pastor, I'm just a realist. I'm just calling things the way they are. Well, that's your problem. God said, call things that are not as though they were.
Amen.
You see, all you got to do is go with the word of God. Go with the word of God and preach what he said. So rather than you're sick, I'm healed. I walk in divine health by the stripes on his back. Rather than I can't afford it, I'm broke, he became poor so I can be prosperous. He supplies my every need according to his riches in glory. I mean, there are so many places that you can preach the word rather than your feelings.
Amen.
I like that. And our brothers defeated him by the blood of the Lamb's death and by the truth they preached. The contemporary English. Our people defeated Satan because of the blood of the Lamb and the message of God. What's God's message? I've given you the land. Go and possess it.
Amen.
What's God's message? He always calls me to triumph in Christ Jesus. There's the blood, right? Now, the preaching is to say that. So when it looks like there's no, ain't no sunshine when she's gone. You know, ain't no sun when she's away. Remember that song? I wonder how long she's gone this time, whatever it is. How am I going to live anyway? And that's what people see. David said to himself, shut up. And stop being that way. And you will hope in the Lord and you will praise him. Because if there was anyone seeing there ain't no sunshine, it was him. When he had been chased by the whole Israeli army for 13 years. You think he'd have got tired of this thing at that stage. Right? And he said to himself, no, 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 no. Yet will you hope in the Lord. You will yet hope in the Lord. And you will not be disquieted within me. You will praise him. Oh, man. There's a powerful, powerful word there, right there.
Now enrolling Synergy School of Tomorrow, Junior College in St. Lucie County, grades 6 through 12. Synergy is a college preparatory and vocational school that offers students who graduate a high school diploma with the potential of earning an AA degree or vocational certifications in pre-med, technology, culinary, cosmetology, and more. Synergy Magnet is a proud partner of WCNO. Synergy School of Tomorrow accepts all state scholarships. For more information, check out synergymagnet.com or call 772-801-5522.
Hi, this is Dr. Gerald Khoury. Thank you for joining us today. The Bible says in Isaiah 53:5 that the stripes on Jesus' back healed us just as the blood from his body saves us. This is confirmed in 1 Peter 2:24 and many other places. Healing belongs to the children of God. If you or any of your loved ones are sick and battling with any infirmity, please join us at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our Tradition Square Town Hall facility, where we hold healing school every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. You will learn the scriptures, you'll be in the anointing, you'll be prayed for by believers, and you will see miracle signs and wonders take place. It's in a relaxed atmosphere with refreshments and snacks. There is no charge and all are welcome. See you there.